Hello, my name is Tina Bradley, and you're listening to the Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast. I am the coordinator for the Drug Free Communities Grant, as well as the Prevention Coalition in Wood County, Ohio. Today's subject is Wood County Prevention Coalition, come see us at the fair. For those who don't know us yet, I'll read our mission. We are a coalition of compassionate community members working together to coordinate high-quality programs for the prevention of youth substance abuse in Wood County. Our vision is helping youth be drug-free, responsible, and productive citizens. Our tagline is Uniting for a Drug-Free Wood County Since 2004. So today I'm joined by our director, Kyle Clark, and Charity Roble, our summer intern from Bowling Green State University. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you. Welcome.
Before we start discussing this year's Wood County Fair, Kyle, would you be so kind as to offer us a history of the coalition's involvement with the fair, and I guess prevention education as well, because it's a collaborative.
We're kind of one and the same, right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, with the introduction of prevention education in our schools back in 2003, actually, and then in 2004, we started a volunteer prevention coalition to not only encompass school district issues and working with kids, youth, K-12, but to expand that to the whole community. So the coalition's idea was not only to help serve youth, but to really serve the whole community and the adult population as well, and to educate folks in prevention-based activities. As our role as a prevention program in the schools evolved through the help of funding from the Adams Board, they also gave us support to start the volunteer coalition. And so we've kind of been working hand in hand ever since 2004 with the drug-free community grant that we were able to get in 2014. That allowed us to have a director, a coordinator on a day-to-day basis to help us really push all of our efforts in the coalition forward, and hence, Tina, your position and your coming to work with us as well a few years ago. So that's kind of a summary of the coalition and the prevention working together.
Sounds great. Has the fair involvement been going on ever since that 2004 point in time?
Or? Well, the Educational Service Center has always supported the fair and has always had like a booth at the fair as a center, as an educational service center. Prevention, when we came along, my understanding is that the staff that we had at that time really got behind that booth, really got behind that idea, and we actually expanded our booth. So we not only just have one booth, we really have two booths put together to make one large one. And we've been a solid entity of that advertisement or presence at the fair ever since. It has really kind of become as much a prevention and coalition booth as it has been the ESC. So we share all of our goodies, all of our pamphlets, all of our information, all of any special programs we might be working on at the time, and information, and we try to get information from the people at the fair. We do surveys and have different topics. Last year we asked a lot of questions on gambling, and then we use that in some of our reports that we use. And so we've just continued that presence over the course of time.
Definitely. That sounds like a great collaborative. And I know a couple of years ago when I was brand new to this role, I even threw a few questions in there,
provided them
to our assessor, Dr. Bill Ovaska, our evaluator. And that helped us. We were building kind of an updated logic model that we were using for CADCA's National Coalition Academy. And so we had to have some more updated recent data in different format, and so we use that to kind of bolster what we already had through our youth survey. So yeah, it's a dual purpose. It's information dissemination, but we're collecting information as a coalition in the prevention education. This year's fair, when and where can folks find us? I know it starts, I know
the,
one of the dates
I
was
think
July.
It's the first full week of August.
Okay.
I think it starts the last day of July, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, 31st is the one I was thinking, yes.
And runs through the first that whole first week and weekend of August. Where will you find us?
Yes, yes.
You'll find us where we've been for the, at least the last 13 years. We're right in the corner of the, as you turn the corner under the grandstand, along the west wall, I guess you would say. And that's where we've been since I've been here.
Oh, that's great.
So it's easy to find. We're right in the main area of the grandstand row. How about if I call it
yeah.
that? I don't know if that's what it's officially called that, but that's what we call it. And all kinds of good stuff that's going on under the grandstand with people that are trying to interact with folks. Mm-hmm. And some are businesses that are advertising, obviously. We're a business and we're advertising, but we do it in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just have, one year I know we played putt-putt golf with the kids, and that if they got a hole in one, they earned a prize of some kind. So we're usually there to do something
kind
of fun and
yes.
have a discussion.
Yeah.
We've had cornhole tournaments out there mm-hmm. at our booth, and mm-hmm. we've just done a lot of neat stuff.
A lot of our staff, I believe, especially the prevention education staff, are key in getting our area staffed, so
staffed
to speak.
Ready to go.
Ready
so
to
kids,
go, yes.
And the nice thing about that, Tina, is if, you know, this is the county fair, mm-hmm. and so we have a lot of 4-H stuff going on, and kids from different school districts, and really that's kind of one of the main things a fair does is bring, you know, it's about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And their projects, and they bring these people in from all over the county, all the different school districts. So we have kids continuously walking through, and when they see a recognizable face, they stop and talk with us, and we interact with them and just get to meet kids that we didn't know before, and kids get to meet kids from other districts, and it's just a fun time.
Sounds like it, and I'm envisioning, I'm sure it's happened at some point, a child comes through and he says or she says, Mom and Dad, this is my prevention education specialist that taught me about
whatever it might have been, gambling,
and
drugs,
yes,
and alcohol.
Yes,
who
yes.
knows what.
So it's kind of nice that parents get pulled into it too and get a little education.
Right. And that's, again, that's where you come in, Tina, because we get those parents in part of our educational process. And one topic that I'll specifically hone in on is vaping. Adults do not know yet the educational issues behind vaping and some of the hazards and dangers. They see it as safer than smoking a cigarette.
Definitely.
But safer doesn't always mean safe.
Exactly.
And that's, and in fact, that's one of the key things we're going to get across at the fair this year.
That leads to
posters.
My next question. Yes, definitely. You want to share with us? I know we have a theme.
We have a theme. It's the Wizard of Oz. And I think there's a big anniversary, or just recently was an anniversary of that movie that came out. And so recently one of our high schools did a musical, The Wizard of Oz. And so we decided to piggyback off of that and do the Wizard of Oz theme. And so we have a whole host. Every day there's going to be a theme designed around each of the characters in The Wizard of Oz. I remember one of the posters that was developed, and Charity, you might have been involved with this, helping Greg, I don't know. There's a poster of the Scarecrow, the famous scene where he's telling Dorothy which way to go, and he's pointing his arms in different directions. And our theme there is, you know, you've got to make the right choice. What choice are you going to make? And then that's centered around drugs, alcohol, gambling, violence prevention, all of that stuff. We have a gambling theme one day where the poster shows the Wicked Witch of the East lying under the house that fell out of Kansas from the tornado. And the theme of that day is the house always wins. and I think that was a good one to put in there for gambling.
That sounds like Greg.
That might have been a Greg
yes.
Van Boris
yes.
design.
Yes, very creative. Very creative.
And so every day there's just something there that's fun and lighthearted.
With some little giveaways that are themed, I think, for the wizard.
You know, the Tin Man says, do you have the heart to say no to drugs? And then I think we have a heart or something, a stress ball type design. And the Scarecrow, do you have the brain to say
yes.
No?
Yes.
And we have a brain stress relief ball. So it goes on and on.
Yeah.
Every day is going to be a fun day. I don't know which day is which. That's why you have to come to the fair every day to find
exactly,
out what's going on.
Exactly. If you want these little goodies that are themed from the Wizard of Oz, might be prudent to step out there every day and see what's going on
and
that day.
If you want one of each, you're going to have to come every day.
Come on out.
Not repeated. It's a... You know, we'd love to give you all at once, but we just can't fit it all into one bag. There's just
definitely,
so much.
Definitely. I know I'll probably, for the coalition, we have our standard giveaways that we do to promote our existence, but we always have doTERRA there. doTERRA is an easy-to-use, at-home system. You can dispose of your prescription drugs when they're expired or unwanted. And we'll also have our normal, like our magnets displaying the locations of some of the key drug drop boxes that are located throughout the county. So again, as prescription drugs get outdated or they're unwanted and used, you can easily dispose of them that way too. We've also got a lot of brochures about how parents can talk with their youth about the prevention of drug use, opioids, marijuana, vaping. We have some of those brochures. We had ordered more. We hope to have them in, but CDC had said they're kind of back ordered for a while. I think it's a popular subject matter. So good to hear we've got some other pieces there that will help supplement that vaping education. And I know Charity, they'll probably utilize you here in-house to help prepare for the setup, but it sounds like you might be going out to the fair a day or two yourself to help assist with the booth or the, I don't know if it's called a booth or a table or what.
Either way.
It's inside, which is kind of a nice, shady, cool area, and even if it's raining.
We're protected.
Yeah.
I know it's cooler than the tents.
Yes, most definitely. So our place is the place everybody should want to come and congregate. And I understand there's another fair that we'll be involved in, I think in Pimperville. Is that the Pimperville Free Fair? And I believe it's August 15th, 16th, 17th.
17th, something like that.
Yes.
And that's at Pimperville, as you said.
Yes.
It's usually about 2 weeks after the fair.
Yes.
We have a presence there. It's not, we don't have quite as much space there as we do at the fairgrounds, but still, it's a fun time. Mm-hmm. We still bring out our stuff, same stuff that we use at the fair, and we meet and greet all the people that want to come through the Pimperville Fair. And as you said, it's a free fair, so there's no admission to get in, and then we go from there. So hope to see everybody make it to one or the other or both.
Definitely. And just kind of something unique this year that really is centered on the Pimperville Free Fair. The Ohio National Guard had encouraged us to utilize their volunteers to help with setup at certain mm-hmm. events. They have volunteers, which serves a dual purpose. It's nice to have that staff support. We don't have a lot of people that are, we've got Greg and Kyle that can really do that heavy duty setup, but this helps supplement that. But it also, we can use it as volunteer in kind match that helps support our drug-free communities grant. So that's very helpful, but they have committed to at least send one person that day. If they can get more, they will. But I believe the one individual that's been a coalition member here in the last few months mm-hmm. has indicated she will be there to help us, help Greg. I guess we're at a conference that day when they set up, so it was just poor Greg was the one, but she will be helping.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, are there any other thoughts about the fair or anything of interest that we want to discuss?
I think we've kind of covered the main topic, the theme that we have this year, but yeah, I can't think of anything else. And I know Charity's been working with Greg a little bit. What are some of the things you've been doing?
I helped him put together a podcast.
And now you're going to get to edit this thing.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. She's done a lot to help with our juvenile court diversion program.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to speak to that, some of the efforts. I know you went shopping with them and different other things.
Yeah, I went shopping with Emma and had to spend like $4,000 on all the stuff.
They have incentives, I think, they give to the youth for meeting certain benchmarks in their goal setting. And mm-hmm. So that was part of that, I believe. So you got to be there toy shopping and other goodies.
Yep, all the goodies.
And well, I think you actually went to the court one day or to the, yes, out there and did some.
Well, that's a good experience. And I know part of, you know, Charity, you're going to be finishing your degree here with Bowling Green. But these are the kinds of things sometimes you don't get experience with, is what's out there in the real world and what some of these families have to go through, what they're doing without. And then for some reason or another, they end up in the judicial system. It's just a cycle. And you've been a part of being able to help educate and break that cycle. So we really appreciate your participation in this program.
She's developed and she continues to develop a whole lot of informational things that we can put out there, especially on social media and maybe even for some of our digital advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll research certain area and target it either toward children or toward their parents or caregivers, and then we utilize those throughout the, we'll be utilizing them for some time to come, so that's been very helpful too. Well, folks, looks like our time is drawn to a close. Next time we'll be back to discuss yet another prevention education related topic. In the meantime, check us out online at www.wcprevention.org. You can link into our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages there as well. And you can also read the latest edition of our newsletter. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.